I never know if Billy's going to finish that song or not. Good morning, and welcome to the final segment of the weekend lineup as it is Monday morning. This morning we're featuring the best of Fleetwood Mac, so let's get on with it. WPGC 1223, you're listening to the best of Fleetwood Mac. We'll be back with more from Tusk and Rumors and others right after this.
Susan, what are you doing up here in the attic?
Oh, you know how we've talked about cleaning this attic out? Everything is just collecting dust up here.
We sure have stored a lot over the years. I never realized how much.
Oh, look at these old watches from your family that never worked. Oh, and this silver tray and bowl, and my old jewelry that I let the girls play with. And John, look, our old class rings we exchanged when we went steady. What should I do with all this stuff?
You know, I have an idea. Why don't we turn this all into instant cash at National Trend Resources?
That's right, John and Susan. National Trend at 273-1690 offers instant cash for gold and silver, even unmarked gold, regardless of the condition. Serving this area for 3 years, they now have 10 convenient locations. Call 273-1690 for the one nearest you. You too can gather up all your unwanted gold and silver and get top prices on the spot at National Trend, 273-1690.
Cellar Door Productions is proud to present An Evening with Barry Manilow and His Greatest Hits, November 10th, 8 o'clock at the Capitol Center. Barry Manilow is peerless in the world of popular music. His interpretive performance ranks him at the top. Now you've got a chance to join the Legion of Barry Manilow fans at the Capitol Center. Reach out for Barry Manilow. He'll reach out for you.
I've been alive forever.
Barry Manilow at the Capitol Center, November 10th. Good seats are still on sale at all Hex and the Capitol Center box office. And don't forget the incomparable Harry Chapin in concert on November 17th at DAR Constitution Hall. Tickets at all Ticketron outlets. Sponsored by Cellar Door Productions.
WPGC Sound On.
I would like to sound off in response to the woman in Leesburg who wouldn't fight in a war. History has proven that skirts don't make gutless wonders. Israeli women train side by side with men. Maybe American women would surprise themselves if their homeland was attacked. Nevertheless, men or women do not make wars. Nations make wars, and they often create conflicts to solve economic problems like unemployment. If our women were prepared to be drafted and properly trained for combat, and if it were necessary, I think they would contribute to our defense. Should we only sentence men to military training in wars? If I had a son and a daughter, and it was up to me, I'd have to say that both should be selected to serve. A listener in Wheaton.
Best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to WPGC Box 8550, Washington 20027.